quiz, right? Me and my mate back home, we have an ongoing pact that if ever we're in the supermarket and they've got fridge on offer, like buy one get one free or two for one or something like that. Same thing. We get the other person has to, like, sorry, they have to buy them, and then give them to the other person.
Which was your favourite flavour?
They look like a chocolatey fudge one.
Yeah, that was my favourite. Yeah.
Right. Well, going to interrupt you to say,
why would you interrupt fridge talk?
Yeah, you can continue that. It sounds very interesting. So, spread dough from Copenhagen. Low on battery, so we're going to do about 10-15 minutes. On tour, we played Arcade Speed yesterday, and now we're just really dead and tired. So keep talking about fridge. I've never had fridge. What is it? Something I drink?
It's the best milkshake you've ever had. It's like thick, and it just pours down your mouth so easily.
But it's like thicker than chocolate milk. It's not just like normal chocolate milk, but it's not like really thick like a McDonald's milkshake or something like that. It's like, it's like just really thick milk.
Really thick milk.
This is good though.
And it's good when it's like super cold.
Can I try?
What's it called?
Classic Cocoa.
Cocoa.
Classic chocolate milk. And I like it how it's in a glass bottle.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
It's called classic chocolate milk. What's like new chocolate milk?
Did you ever have a milkman who delivered like glass bottles of milk outside your door?
I don't think we ever had one, but like, and friends of mine did, like neighbours and stuff. But a
friend of mine still has it.
And they come around in the milk truck.
Yeah. Milk float.
Yeah.
Do you know which country?
England.
Oh.
Tenbury Wells, who lives in.
Sorry?
Tenbury Wells.
They still have them up north. My auntie lives in Manchester, she still has it.
They still have them up north.
It's definitely a northern thing.
They still have them up.
They went out beyond, down south years ago.
Beyond the wealth.
So, what do you guys think of yesterday's game?
It was a long time ago. Many things have happened since then. I thought it was enjoyable.
It didn't reflect, like, the score did not reflect how it was played. Like, if you said 55-17 to someone, they think that's a routing. But
It was. I mean, it was a rout in the third quarter.
Yeah,
that was just the floodgates opened, and
it was 15 minutes of madness.
But you could see, because like we were standing there watching, and you could just see as soon as 5 seconds of work had been done by a player, like almost all of the players on the pitch were just so tired and just couldn't go anywhere. It was just like walking back everywhere, like unless you were like on the ball doing something.
Wasn't your excuse for the 15 minutes of madness were that you passed the captaincy over to Juhani?
That was pretty much
that's what happened,
the cause. I think HRC played very, very well for the three quarters of the game in which they were led by, you know, someone who knew their arse from their elbow, at least. It's a joke, Juhani. You're a fine captain.
Mm-hmm. But other than that, like the first 20 minutes, like we dominated. We were in their half for pretty much the whole of the second period.
I said it at the start, like after the second try or something, maybe the first, I said, like, look, we're actually in this game. Like, there'd been a lot of people thinking, oh, well, we haven't put in the best preparation for this game. You know, these guys are going to be quite good. And there was, you know, sort of a mixture of some people were confident, some people were just thinking, like, oh, this is going to be hard work. And then it happened, like, the first 5 minutes happened or something until the first try went in, and it was like, some of you have got a bit of a shock here, because like you realise we're in with a game, we're in for an actual game. Like,
I think that got people going a bit more.
Yeah,
that was good. Yeah, third quarter was a bit of a shame, but like I said before, at least it wasn't the fourth quarter when it just got ripped to shreds.
Yeah,
It takes a lot to come back because it was just after that.
Yeah, definite lapse of, well, being awake and not being tired. Because it's so weird. Because like people did, they played through to the, you know, final 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So they couldn't have been that tired. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was. It was hard. It was good. A good game. It was a fun game to play. It was hard work, I think, for both teams. Rory had a stormer. Like, that's a hell of a return to 15s rugby.
Yeah, yeah.
After a 10-year break.
I thought he, like, Rory... Like, I'd never seen him play before, and I thought he was going to, like, a beginner.
Yeah,
like, same. He played maybe, like, a few games in secondary school or something like that.
Well, yeah. Same, because that's what he sort of says. Like, oh, I was never really good, like, I'm, you know... Never played to a high level or anything, and like, he sort of plays himself down, but he's actually, he played really well. Yeah. Man of the match, so. Yeah.
And he found his Swiss twin brother, who he'd lost.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Swiss twin brother.
Swin brother.
Swin.
Swin brother.
Why Swiss?
What are you saying?
Why is he Swiss?
It's twin brother, what? It's your own brother.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think he actually said Swiss. You said Swiss.
Oh, really?
I said twin.
Oh. Swiss twin. Oh, I see.
It's like, I said S first and then twin.
Yeah, his twin. Twin. Twin.
I kind of dog was there yesterday. Anyway. It was a good picture. Though.
Well, we'll find out soon enough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What else? What else?
I don't know. This isn't going well.
No. You know. Do a couple
just,
of minutes.
Just in, like, just in my head.
It is called a diary, so it's, you know. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad we stayed here now. Instead of going tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be rubbish.
What else? Omar, do you want to say something? How was yesterday for you?
Your first game for the club.
It was frustrating. Not to have like enough fitness to play properly. Maybe I'm too fat. I have to lose some weight.
But how many games of rugby have you played?
Like, I've played like maybe 5-6 games, but like...
You know, 5-6 games?
Yeah. Yeah, 4.
That's it. Wow.
That was your first for the club there, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
But it's the same, it's not the same thing. Like, just pushing the scrums is fucking hard.
Yeah.
Right. But it's quite, it was quite nice.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It would have been nicer if some people weren't drunk the eve of the match. I'm not giving any names.
I don't think... Who had the worst hangover on during the game?
I don't know. Nobody really showed it.
No.
No one showed it. A few people ran out of gas in the third quarter.
Mm.
I was standing on the sideline. You could definitely see they needed at least a rest.
This is the I'm a Celebrity Danish version.
This is weird.
Isn't it like Fear Factor with the helmet of bugs?
Oh my god, that is horrible.
Yeah, it's kind of like Fear Factor.
Why would you do that?
Because you get paid $100,000 for 2 weeks of...
And because people have forgotten you and you live on their attention.
The snakes around the head thing. He just had a head in a box. And there was
What's the strangest creature you've ever held in your arms?
I don't really hold creatures in my arms that many times.
I was about to say something.
What's that question?
I was about to say something utterly ridiculous.
This is the time and the place.
No.
But you've held like a monkey in Africa or something, yeah?
I think I've held a monkey.
I had a monkey.
I think I had a monkey.
A monkey?
Yeah.
You had a
really?
Monkey?
Yeah.
Cool.
This really? Is a revelation.
No, not a bit like somebody, like I went to Marrakesh. And the guy put a monkey on my shoulder, but I was like, oh.
In a garage? What did you say?
In Marrakesh.
Oh, okay. Marrakesh.
In my garage.
I was in a garage. And yeah. A guy threw his monkey at me.
I was like a very Ali G. in my garage.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I was in my garage. it was well good.
Yeah. I've held an alligator.
You held an alligator? Oh, like a baby alligator?
A baby, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I've had a monkey pit bit, like nits or whatever it is, bits of skin out of my head. Well, she stank of piss, her own piss.
I had a monkey steal my sunglasses in Thailand. He took them from my chest and ran away.
Really?
What'd you do?
Oh, I didn't chase after him. I left him.
Did you throw something at it?
No. They were cheap sunglasses. Mm. They were like that. Yeah.
In Russia too, there is some monkeys. When I went, a guy had a monkey, but like he was all suited with special coat, not to like, be cold.
Yeah.
And it was just like not funny for the not the monkey.
Yeah.
He wasn't able to move.
Yeah. Fuck. That's sad.
You used to see him in Bali, like chained up outside people's houses.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah. Why?
Pets, innit?
Just chained up.
Yeah.
They're eating them too.
Wow.
Do they?
Yeah. Fucking disgusting. Hot brain served in restaurants in Thailand.
Okay.
Yeah.
I reckon I've eaten a few pretty disgusting things. So I'm not really sure I could comment on monkey because I've probably eaten it.
Yeah.
But like, they don't serve it as in... What's the Indiana Jones movie?
Temple of Doom.
Temple of Doom, they serve, like, they chop it off.
Yeah.
And they serve it out of the skull.
Yeah.
Now,
apparently you're meant to eat it, like, straight away so it's warm.
But that's not how they serve it, is it?
No, that is real.
That's real?
Yeah. Oh. But that was real.
Well, Indiana Jones.
A little bit. Indiana Jones was real.
Yeah. It's a documentary film.
Okay, so Indiana Jones films.
Yeah.
Let's obviously discounting the crystal skull.
I don't think that was that bad.
I don't think it was that bad either.
Well,
apart from the alien.
Obviously, aliens. Discounting your opinion as well, then.
Sounds good. Well, let's talk about it then.
Yeah, which of the first three, the real three, is the weakest?
The weakest?
Yeah.
So you got Lost Ark, Temple of Doom, and. Holy Grail.
Last Crusade.
The Last Crusade is easily the best.
Indiana Jones.
Is Holy Grail.
And the quest for the Holy Grail.
Could have been. Could have been.
Harrison Ford comes riding over the hillside, just like skipping over the hillside, clipping coconut hoops together. Your mother was a hamster.
Your father smells of elderberries.
But they're all pretty much on the same level. I mean, for me, Last Crusade is number one.
Yep.
Temple of Doom is second. And then the other one.
What's the other one? Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, that one's pretty good as well.
Yeah, you see.
Well, now you've said four. You said Lost Ark for the first one, right?
Yeah,
yeah, the Last Crusade.
The Last Crusade, the one where they have to do the cup at the end.
Then there's Indiana Jones and the Life of Brian.
That's a good one.
Have you ever been to the place where they filmed the what's it, is it Petra in Egypt?
It's Jordan, right?
No.
It's in Jordan.
Petra in Jordan.
Yeah. Huh. But my aunt went and she told us that it's fucking smelling like pee everywhere there because they don't give any shit about their monuments
and no.
It's just like abandoned.
Really?
Yeah.
That makes me sad.
Yeah. Indiana Jones would not be happy.
No.
No.
So what's the conclusion? Which is the worst of the three?
Probably Temple of Doom.
But Temple of Doom is very good.
Good argument.
it's got the Chinese kid.
Short Round.
Yeah. Is that Short Round?
Yeah.
That's his name.
Yeah.
day, Dr. Jones.
That lady is annoying, though. Mm. Very, very annoying.
Which one was in India?
That's Temple of Doom.
Temple of Doom, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fucking scary. I saw him when I was like 12 or something like that.
Yeah.
It was pretty scary.
Kali, yeah. Man.
But then the best bit is when they have the rides.
Kali, man.
Yeah, that was pretty scary, actually.
Yeah.
Chris tried to explain something with his arm, but what was that?
Like the little ride they go on.
little ride.
The mine cart.
The mine cart, yeah. It's like the roller coaster they got here.
It's exactly like it. In fact, it was filmed here.
That's a high.
So we're saying Temple of Doom.
Worst.
But it is a very good film.
That's what happens.
So, boom. Temple of Doom, The Last Crusade, and what's the other one?
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Ah, yeah.
I'd say that's the best one.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. Yeah. That was the first one, yeah?
Yeah.
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 Like, yeah, I think it probably is the best one, but it doesn't have Sean Connery in it.
Yeah.
Like,
I do like the Holy Grail, but it's, yeah, first one's off.
Why can't we just call it that?
What is your name? Indiana Jones. No.
What is your favourite card? What else is your do?
How funny. Okay, which is the funniest of the Indiana Jones?
Indonesia Jones.
Is it the Holy Grail?
It's definitely the Holy Grail.
Funniest? No, but yeah, exactly, yeah.
The Holy Grail.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure. Funniest.
Like the funniest one from which is the one where they which is the one
stuck
with the guy with a sword, and he's like, and
does he have a sword or a cat?
and then Indiana Jones just shoots him.
That's the Temple of Doom.
That's not the Temple of Doom.
It sure is.
Oh, yeah.
It's not. It's not the Temple of Doom.
Oh.
Is it?
It's the Temple of Doom.
It's not.
What was the movie where he does the same thing, but then he doesn't have bullets and he has to fight? Is that the same movie or a different movie?
I think it's the last one, actually.
I'm pretty sure, because when they're running away from the temple, like, a whole bunch of guys are after him. And I'm sure that's one of them. Just shoots him. But then there's another one where that happens, like he's at a market or something.
Yeah, that's the one I mean. Or like that's the one I mean. Those, yeah. That's when they go with a knife, it's like, and just shoots him. And they lose the monkey.
That's Raiders of the Lost
Ark. That's Lost Crusade.
No, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Lost Ark Crusade.
Crusade.
Raiders of the Lost Crusade.
So this is the reason.
The Raiders
why it's so good.
Of the Temple of Crusade. That's what you call a trilogy.
Temple of the Holy Grail.
Holy Grail.
But they all kind of merge into one. Like,
not really.
In a way they do.
You're full of good argument.
In a way.
I love it. That was not a good movie. Yeah, but it was really good.
But like, there's some scenes which, like, you remember the scene because it's really good, but you can't remember which film it's from.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're all kind of the same. Mm. They've all got the same
feel. Sure.
They've all got the same characters.
Exactly. Same director?
Yep.
What about Back to the Future movies? Best and worst and middle.
The best one is definitely where they go to the future.
Back to the Future Part 2.
Yeah.
I do like the first one.
Do you know when that is, by the way?
2015.
Mm-hmm. 21st of October 2015.
Okay. Actually, I've been invited to a party.
Let's talk about that for a minute.
Is it on Facebook, and is it called Marty McFly's leaving party.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's not an actual party. You haven't been invited to.
He was like, so happy.
It's not like your mate in Helsinki has decided to throw that party.
Is he? Maybe. You don't know. But there's definitely a place which is, it's mentioned.
Hell Valley.
Lone Pine Mall. Twin Pine.
Oh. Is anyone excited about Twin Peaks returning? Is anyone a Twin Peaks fan here?
No, never.
What?
No. Really? I don't think I've ever seen it.
Okay.
I've never heard of it. I don't know what it
is. I'm kind of surprised you haven't seen it.
Me?
You, honey. No. You kind of like random off the wall TV series.
What's every the time name again?
Twin Peaks is about as off the wall as you get.
Twin Peaks.
You not like David Lynch?
No, nothing against him. I never came about. Just not watching it. Never had, for some reason, the urge.
Oh, pigs like a pig.
Like a pig as in a mountain peak.
Oh.
Is it like Dante's Peak?
Yeah. Which is the best disaster movie you've ever seen?
Airplane. Good question.
Airplane. Next question.
What's our vector, Victor?
Roger, roger.
Huh?
Roger, over.
I'm trying to think of disaster movies.
You got The Day After Tomorrow.
Yeah.
12-pick film.
No. It's like that? 12-pick?
Twin Peaks.
Seriously.
Oh my god.
Okay, right.
What did you write? He wrote 12 pig peaks. What did you write?
Whatever.
When did you just write?
12 pigs.
I wrote 12 pigs like a pig. Like a pig, like.
12 pig peaks.
Oh, fuck. Oh, that's so good. Oh, dude.
Oh my god, you're idiots.
Just you two talking to each other.
Oh, Twin Peaks, okay.
You never saw it.
Okay. Oh, now
finally,
he knows.
Okay.
No. Am I showing you mine? Why are you showing me yours?
Are you putting it in mine?
Yeah. Do I put it in now? What do we do?
Oh yeah,
that meant nothing to anyone.
Have we decided? Do we get breakfast in this place? Or?
Yeah, I think we do.
That's a good thought.
Yeah,
it's a happy thought.
So, disaster movie. I can't really think of any.
Airplane.
It's more of a comment. Like when I say disaster movie, I mean like a disaster movie, not like a
movie about disasters.
What that? I want that.
You want something?
Oh, I thought you were asking for me.
No, I want that.
This. This.
I want that. Yeah.
You want this?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. What about Independence Day? Is that a disaster movie?
Yeah. Well, that's an alien.
No, I'm classified. Yeah.
What about, well, you've got like the volcano, Dante's Peak.
Yeah, I forgot what my favourite one's called. It's the one where asteroid comes in.
Deep Impact.
Deep Impact. I love Deep Impact.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Also my favourite porn movie. Deep Impact.
Oh, no.
How about any good movies you've seen lately?
I went for all the Oscar ones, like American Sniper.
Is that any good?
Yeah, really good.
Okay.
If you like wrestling, Foxcatcher.
Yeah, I was. Oh, I need to watch that. Yeah.
Very good. But Steve Carell is just.
Yeah.
He's very good in that.
Is Birdman good?
It's okay. It took me a couple of watches.
Which one?
Birdman.
Oh.
But the camera's like follows you around the rooms in the theatre, and it kind of made me a bit.
It's like a single catch.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe a bit like queasy.
Really?
Yeah.
Does that have a name in cinema? Before?
Did you watch it in the cinema or at home?
I watched it at home.
Right.
Oh, non séquence.
No, I don't think I've seen any new movies lately, like, for a long time.
Last movie I watched was Interstellar.
Do you like
it? Don't say anything because I haven't seen it yet.
Wow.
But I guess you people like it. Or not.
I liked it, yeah.
Mostly.
What was that?
I saw a pretty good documentary called The Last Days in Vietnam.
Yeah.
That was really good.
What was that about?
The Last Days in Vietnam. It's when the North Vietnamese were advancing on Saigon. How they tried to get as many Vietnamese people out as they could, because otherwise they'd kill them. And just pretty much about that, and how the American consulate, like, organized the, airlifts of a whole bunch of them, and, like, what the Navy did and stuff. Pretty interesting. Also, because, like, a lot of people broke the rules to, like, be a nice human to another human and help them out. And, like, they had, in a ship that holds 200, like, over 2,000 people, in the end, well, they just pretty much piling people in, and everyone wanted to get out. I lost y'all.
Yeah. I thought you said they burped the rules. When you were talking about the rules. Burp the rules.
Do not. Yeah. I feel like we should watch something other than
Let's change the channel.
Who's
got the controls?
I think you have.
But I'm sure we can stop this. And what should we watch? I'm sure we could get like almost a full movie on YouTube.
Porn. We're stopping the podcast and putting on a movie.
Porn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or, I mean, you know, I feel like watching stuff.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe it was all that movie talk.
Hornspark.
What? Oh,
this looks like Biff Job to me.
That's what I said.
Oh, you said that already?
That's what I've been saying since this game started.
That's what I've been saying. He's really insulted that you haven't listened to him all day, every day, every minute. Was that a dog? Okay. Or is everyone just really into Danish football at the moment?
No. Set.
Do we want to watch something?
Yes.
Turn it off.
What kind of...